Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For this week only, save $200 on their 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you, everyone, at WXME 98.3 for tuning in today. It's another day of normalcy in the Joe Biden White House, whatever that means. It's also a beautiful day here in Massachusetts, and I'm feeling in a good mood because it would be funnier if it weren't such high stakes, you know, having Joe Biden as president. There are days where I really, you know, I really sigh and I just think to myself, oh God, we are in the worst hands right now. But there are days like this where it would take a heart of stone not to laugh. There's so much news. And a lot of it has to do with Major Biden. Now, I'm not an expert on a lot of things. You guys know that. But I am an expert on the media and their obsession and fawning over the Biden family. That includes canines. They loved the fact that Joe Biden had a dog. They even talked about how he had two dogs and maybe a cat was going to be in the White House. I think they might hold off on that now with everything that's going on. If you haven't heard the news, the dog days are over. The dog days are over. The dog days are done. The dog days are over. I didn't even know you had that in there, Jared. We are simpatico today. I did not even know he had that. They're over. They ended pretty quickly. I mean, this Major is, he's given Scaramucci a run for his money and how many days he was, you know, given the boot. But here's what happened if you missed it. If you pay attention to the mainstream media, nothing happened. They are totally satisfied with zero answers from the Biden administration. But if you dig a little deeper, you will find out that there was an incident, a biting incident. And I guess Major, who is the 3-year-old dog, German Shepherd, adopted from a Delaware shelter, I believe, he was exhibiting some aggressive behavior in the White House. Now, I'm going to read to you guys exactly what, I believe this is from CNN, what they had to say. Major, who is 3 years old, is the younger of the two Biden dogs and has been known to display agitated behavior on multiple occasions, including jumping, barking, and charging at staff security, according to people CNN spoke with about the dog's demeanor at the White House. Now, I have a lot of questions. First of all, where is the investigation into this dog? Because you will remember a few weeks ago, Ted Cruz went on a poorly timed trip to Cancun. It was like a 24-hour trip because he had to circle back right away, fly back. But during that time, people found out that he left his dog Snowflake, his Bichon Frise, at home. And you guys might not realize this, but there are reporters who are strictly on that Bichon Frise beat. That's what they do all day long. So one reporter, I believe he was from New York Magazine, actually went to Ted Cruz's house, saw the Bichon Frise standing in the doorway, was very nervous that the dog was abandoned and left just to starve while the Cruises were in Cancun. And then after checking in with a security guard there, the guy told him that, no, he was actually in charge of watching the dog. But that level of journalistic curiosity, I was kind of blown away by it. I was like, wow, these people, someone put it really well. They said they can really be Woodwards when they want to be, when the moment strikes. You know, they have no interest in Hunter Biden. They have no interest in the Clinton crime family or the scandal-free Obama administration. But damn it, if they see a little white poodle that belongs to Ted Cruz, they're going in and they will not stop because journalism never sleeps and democracy dies in darkness. So I see this story about Major and I'm thinking, Major, this is a big scandal. This is drama. And you guys might remember, this is not Major's first time in the news by any stretch of the imagination. Remember it feels like years ago now, but there was a time when Major Biden was involved in the foot boot story with Joe. Here's how it went down. Joe claims he got out of the shower and he was actually, do we have Joe explaining it? You know, I'm not as good of a storyteller as Joe. I'm going to let President Biden take this one away.
How is your foot and what happened?
What happened was I got out of the shower. I got a dog, and anybody who's been around my house knows, dropped a ball in front of me, and for me to grab the ball, and I'm walking through this little alleyway to get to the bedroom. And I grabbed the ball like this, and he ran, and I was joking, running after him to grab his tail. And what happened was that he slid on a throw rug, and I tripped on the rug he slid on. That's what happened.
Oh, man.
not very exciting story.
I beg to differ. I find that to be an incredibly exciting story. And I'll tell you why. One, it reveals that our president thinks it's a good idea to pull a dog's tail. To pull an animal's tail of any kind is usually a bad idea. You learn that around the age of 5 or 6, sometimes younger. But to pull a dog's tail when you're fresh out of the shower and 78 years old and sopping wet is a whole new level of insanity. So that was Major's first time in the spotlight. And I immediately liked Major.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Sure. Was he a Conan? No. You know, did he track down a terrorist and then lead him to detonate his vest, his suicide vest? No. But he was an outlier in the Biden administration because he was being scapegoated by Joe and he wasn't taking it lying down. And I don't know why, Jared. I just liked Major from jump. I liked him. I thought he was tough. I thought he was real. And then this story happens. And then I start thinking about that boot. And all of a sudden, I have all of these questions. Because the story didn't really add up. Inspector Curley thought there was maybe something amiss. And now, knowing that Major has an agitated demeanor, I can still believe that Joe would have pulled Major's tail. I don't want to part with that part of the story because I just enjoy that too much. But I'm wondering, when he pulled Major's tail, is it possible that he didn't slip on a throw rug? Now, this is all speculation. Let me start. I don't want any suits coming after me right now. I don't want any lawsuits. I'm just hypothetical. All I'm saying is if you pulled a German Shepherd's tail, and that German Shepherd has a little bit of a temper, it's possible he might nip you. And if you were to be bitten, and you're the president of the United States, do you put a boot on it to cover it up and just say that you slipped? And then that changes the whole story. Because then I think maybe Joe was actually covering for Major this whole time. And then I have to give Joe a point on that one. There's so much to unpack here. I wanna go with Andrew Cuomo's standard and say we need to put Major on a lie detector test. We need to hook him up and we need him under oath. We need answers. We need answers. You don't get an inauguration and then not have to answer the questions. You are the people's pup. There's a reason they have the poffice of the Oval Office, and it's not so we can be left with all these questions. And I hope my fellow journalists at CNN and MSNBC will really dig into this like they did with the story about Snowflake. We can only hope. We have a very special guest coming up at the end of this hour who's going to give us some more insight into our furry little friend, Major. We'll be back on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Oh,
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome all to the Grace Curley Show. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to take a bite out of this news day, let me tell you. Might be a rough one, but it will be good. If you guys haven't heard the news, Major Biden is making a major splash at the White House. And I just can't get over this story. In fact, I have a guest who's going to join us in the last segment of this hour, who's going to help me break down what this all means. And I think a big part of this for me is that I like to hold these journalists, and I use that term very loosely, to a standard. And the standard they have set for canine stories is Snowflake Cruz. You guys remember Snowflake Cruz? Ted Cruz went on a vacation. He left his Bichon Frise at home. And there was an uproar because a writer from New York Magazine kind of implied that the dog was abandoned. Later in, you know, the eighth paragraph or something, he mentioned that, no, there actually was someone there to take care of the dog. But regardless, panic ensued. And they were hunting down stories and details about this dog like you would not believe. It was Watergate on steroids. Forget two scoops of ice cream. Forget Stormy Daniels. It was Snowflake Gate. And now a story comes out about Major Biden, another dog in the political sphere. And if you haven't heard, let me break this down for you. According to CNN, Major, who is 3 years old and a German Shepherd, is the younger of the two Biden dogs, and he has been known to display agitated behavior on multiple occasions, including jumping, barking, and charging at staff and security. According to the people CNN spoke with about the dog's demeanor at the White House, the older of Biden's German Shepherds, Champ, is approximately 13 and is slowed down physically due to his advanced age. Now, there's stories that he bit a security officer, allegedly. And the White House, in a strange move, is not being as transparent as you might think. And the journalists seem to kind of be okay with it. I want those same men and women who were on that Bichon Frise beat day in and day out, demanding answers, to have that same thirst for the truth when it comes to Major Biden, because you guys might remember this. This is not Major's first rodeo. He's becoming quite the celebrité. First time around was when Joe Biden was wearing the boot. Because as Joe Biden told a story, and I played this in my first segment for my 98.3 listeners, but we'll play it again for everybody now. There was an incident with the dog that led to Joe Biden's boot. And Joe tells the story, as always, better than I could. So let's hear Joe's explanation.
What happened was I got out of the shower. I got a dog, and anybody who's been around my house knows, dropped a ball in front of me. And for me to grab the ball, and I'm walking through this little alleyway to get to the bedroom, and I grabbed the ball like this, and he ran, and I was joking, running after him to grab his tail. And what happened was that he slid on a throw rug, and I tripped on the rug he slid on. That's what happened.
Oh, man.
not very exciting story.
Depends who you ask. You ask Grace Curley, that is a very exciting story. Because there's so many elements to it. Why would this 78-year-old man fresh out of the shower decide to grab a dog's tail? It's kind of one of the first things you learn as a young child, along with, like, don't put your hand directly on the oven. Or directly on the stovetop, I should say. Also, don't pull animals' tails. That always struck me as odd. But I didn't appreciate the fact that it seemed like Major was being majorly scapegoated and being blamed for this boot situation. But now that we find out he's actually a little bit nippy and he tends to bite people, I'm wondering if that boot was covering up for something else, if you catch my drift. And they've sent the two dogs, according to reports, back to Delaware. All of this is to say the dog days are over.
The dog days are over. The dog days are done. The dog days are over. The dog days are done.
Now, I should say, I'm not happy about this. I actually enjoy seeing, I shouldn't say I enjoy seeing the tweets from the office of the president or whatever that thing is. But I don't have an issue with dogs. My parents live next to a couple that has a German Shepherd, and they're great dogs. They really are. If they're well-trained, they're the most lovable, cute dogs ever. And very smart and all that good stuff. But we need more answers. We can't just be satisfied with, oh, the dogs aren't there anymore. Because these are the same people that ran stories like this about Donald Trump. Why is there no first dog in the White House? And what does this say about Donald Trump? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like to, you know, have someone jumping on him and charging him while he's at the White House, while he's working in the Oval Office. Maybe he finds Mario Kart and German Shepherds to be distracting from running the country. Just throwing that out there. They also at one point ran a story in Newsweek that was titled, "Why Does Trump Hate Dogs?" I don't know if he hates dogs, but he didn't bring two dogs into the White House and then send them back to Delaware when they started misbehaving. And the comments beneath the tweets about these dogs. Oh, I was looking last night on Twitter and somebody says, "Oh, poor Major, he's old and he's probably getting confused and he's not used to the situation." And then somebody types in beneath it, "Isn't he the young one?" Well, he's young and he doesn't understand what's happening. He's just a baby. The dog people on Twitter, y'all got to get a grip. If you're a dog person and you're a Joe Biden person, whoo, tone it down. But I just think that, and we're going to play a lot of sound from Joe Biden. You probably noticed yesterday he forgot a lot. He was speaking and it just totally went off the rails. It started trending on Twitter and I'm going to discuss that on the other side. I'll keep the phone lines open, 844-500-4242. I just have to say, if Major didn't do anything wrong, we need to hold him to the same standards that we held Donald Trump to, which is if you didn't do anything wrong and you're not lying, go under oath. Where's the lie detector test? We need answers. And I will not be happy until this is settled. Remember Conan? I'm not trying to say that Major's like Conan here.
A beautiful dog, a talented dog.
But he deserves his time. You know, he deserves his due process. I don't like Dr. Jill just shipping them out or whoever's responsible. And we'll get to all that. We have a lot of good, we have a lot of great Biden sound today. I just talked to Howie and he told me about even more sound that I haven't heard yet. So we'll play all of that. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Normalcy is back in the White House in a major way. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Should be who shipped the dogs out, because they're done. They're out of there. Guys, welcome to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to go over, including more news about Champ and Biden. This is from the Oval Poffis account. "Champ here to defend my brother. Major does not bite and he's not progressive. You've all seen him in numerous videos surrounded by media and staff. We are usually sent to Delaware when Mom, FLOTUS, is not at the White House. She left Monday afternoon for a 2-day trip. Woof. We'll see about that. The White House is being very mum about this. They said they would not describe it further, and both dogs are back in Delaware. So even when it's something as, you know, seemingly benign as a dog story, they can't tell us anything.
I can't believe we've had more press conferences from Major Biden than from Joe Biden.
I know.
48 days into this thing.
Speaking of Joe Biden, I do have to give him the majority of this segment because he is, for as little as we hear from him, he really does deliver every single time. There's no shortage of scary moments. And that's really the point of this, is that when you watch these clips, it would be funny. To me, it's not funny to begin with because I do feel bad for him. I think in a way, this is a little bit of elder abuse. He has no idea what's going on. But all of this chaos would be funnier if it wasn't the United States of America and we didn't feel like the country was, that the stakes are too high, is what I'm saying. And last night when Biden spoke, a clip went viral because he forgot the name of his Secretary of Defense. And it's really a jaw-dropping cut. It's even more startling if you're watching it because you can really see his just confusion on his face. But we will play the cut for you guys now, and then we'll break it down.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we've just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
All right. First of all, I do appreciate you leaving in the little extra sound at the end, because those parts of the sound cuts are important. And something I noticed yesterday is he does this move where when he's finished, he immediately turns behind him and says something to the people. They laugh, I think, to kind of ease the awkwardness and make it seem like he's really with it. He's making jokes with us behind the scenes. I don't know what he's actually saying, but he always turns his back to the reporters, looks at who's ever there, and then walks out with them. Kamala Harris, the vice president, has become the newest elbow holder. Like, she kind of trails him out of the room. Well, Dr. Jill is on her vacation, according to the dogs. But there's a few things about that cut. And Jared, please, please, please correct me if I'm wrong. When he says the guy in charge of the operation, he is talking about Lloyd Austin, who is the Secretary of Defense, and the operation, or I'm sorry, the outfit. That is the Pentagon, correct?
That is, in fact, the Pentagon.
Okay, just trying to keep up. I have to say, I do kind of love the old school terms in which he speaks. Like, I could so picture my grandmother saying that. You know, the guy who runs the outfit over there. It is so, so old school.
Why that whiz bang soda jerk sud over there?
If he wasn't talking about the Secretary of Defense, it would be a little bit more amusing and less frightening. But Kamala walks him out, and they're not playing this anywhere. That's the part of this that I really try to, with conservatives, I try to talk to people every day, you know, people in my family, some of my friends who are conservatives, and kind of get what's frustrating to them or what the sense is. And the sense is, how come we see it on Twitter and we see it on social media, and then Fox doesn't really play it? Like, a lot of these places, they don't have it running 24/7, and they should. Not because it's mean or because it's, you know, cheap entertainment, because the emperor has no clothes, and people deserve to see that. It baffles me that if you turned on Fox News this morning, that wouldn't be the one cut you're seeing over and over again. The president of the United States, the leader of the free world, does not know the name of his Secretary of Defense. And what's even more insane is that even with Trump off of Twitter, which, by the way, I want to break that down a little bit because it's a beautiful thing that Trump's not on Twitter. Because now they always could blame Trump, and they always could instead of reporting the story, and I'll give you an example, instead of reporting the story that Stormy Daniels lost her legal cases against Trump, they would never report that. But when Trump called Stormy Daniels, which I did not think was right, I do not like making fun of how people look, when he called her horse face, all of a sudden they reported on the story. They tried to circle around the actual story, which was her legal cases did not hold up in court. She had to pay his legal fees. But the only reason they talked about it was because Trump gave them a reason that he was the bad guy in that situation. Now, he's not on Twitter anymore. They can't say, well, Major Biden is in trouble for biting someone and Trump's reaction is this. They can't do that. So they're really trying to bend themselves into a pretzel. How can they make these stories about Orange Man when they're not, when he's not in charge anymore? And here's how they do it. It's incredible. It will make you tear your hair out. Twitter puts up something that's trending. And you'll notice they don't often include how many people are actually tweeting about it when they want it to trend. They just float it out there. So that it will be like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, we say Jared Diglio is trending, and then enough people look at it, and then they start talking about Jared Diglio. You catch my drift. So Tim Apple was trending last night, and here's the description that the Ministry of Truth and Jack Dorsey give to people who are just tuning in. They see that people are talking too much about how stuttering Biden, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say stuttering, but you know.
Stumbling.
I'm sorry. I meant to say stumbling. Please do not come after me. I know he had a stutter as a child. I did not mean that as a derogatory hit at Joe Biden. Stumbling Joe Biden cannot remember the name of his Secretary of Defense. That's the story. That was what really took hold on Twitter. They didn't like that. Jack Dorsey does not like when something negative trends about Joe Biden. And so this is what they put up. Tim Apple, and then the description, President Biden appeared to forget the name of his Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, sparking discussion about the time former President Donald Trump referred to Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, as Tim Apple. Because that's totally the same thing, and that's so relevant right now.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
For everything! And what's with the appears? He appears to, we can't even call anything what it is anymore. It reminds me of when you go on Snopes and you go to fact check something. And if it's negative about Trump, if you say, did Trump really kill a bunch of fish by feeding them too much fish food in a koi pond? They'll find a way to make that true. But if it's, did Joe Biden forget the Secretary of Defense's name? You know what they'll write? It's complicated. And then they'll give you like a 10 paragraph description on why you might think he forgot it. But what appears to be happening, wild, completely irresponsible and manipulating. And they're just out of control. They're out of control. And there's more sound. I want to play this one because I don't even know what this is about, but let's play cut 7. We'll try to figure it out as we go together.
Some of it's relatively straightforward work, where we're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating requirements for their hairstyles. And some of it is going to take an intensity of purpose and mission to really change the culture and habits that cause women to leave the military.
Well, I'm not going to try to understand what that's about. But what I will say is, according to Jen Psaki, we're going to get more of that on Thursday because President Biden is delivering his first primetime address. Do not get this confused with the State of the Union. Do not get this confused with a press conference where he will answer questions. This is just a short speech, which I'm guessing will go all of 5 minutes because he's gotten significantly worse as time has gone on. And I think that's around, and Jared, you would actually know this more than I would. That seems to be the sweet spot for them right now is like 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, after that, the programming starts to short out.
Yeah, and then they start going, they start telling him to, you know, come back, come over here, don't talk to the press. And you can hear, you can always hear, and I'm going to back the microphone away, but you can always hear the aides in the background going, all right, thank you, bye, thank you. Okay, Peter Ducey, let's go. Okay, out this door, please.
And I'm going to pull a Howie on this one. I want to see him doing this address, holding up the newspaper that day, like the 6 o'clock edition of the Washington Post that came out. Just hold it when you're doing your thing. Let me know that this is real.
Right.
And it's not pre-taped.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't think that's unreasonable. Let's actually play. This is Jen Psaki giving us the exciting news that the most transparent president in history will give us a short pre-written address. And we all have that to look forward to for Thursday night. This is Cut 17.
The president will deliver his first primetime address to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown on Thursday. He will discuss the many sacrifices of the American people have made over the last year and the grave loss communities and families across the country have suffered.
Now, when asked about regular conferences, I talked about this last week. The press isn't digging this. They're starting to figure out that they're getting screwed. And they're starting to go, wait a second, how are we going to even pretend to do our jobs if he won't come out here? And here's the problem. He will come out eventually and do a press conference. He'll talk to ABC Mary and, you know, anyone who's on his list, maybe even the one horse trick pony soldier, Peter Ducey. And then they'll all have a breath of relief because they can write about how, you know, he's so transparent. He took questions, you know, he restored decency. He ushered in normalcy. Before he went back to Mario Kart. But eventually they're going to figure out that this was all such a bad idea because it's going to hurt the press more than it's hurting even Donald Trump. Donald Trump wanted to be president, don't get me wrong. But the press needed him. He restored their ratings. And Joe Biden is not going to do that, especially if he doesn't show up anywhere and talk. So when they keep asking Jen Psaki about, you know, is he going to start doing regular conferences? And she, first of all, had the audacity to say, well, he takes a lot of questions. You know, he's taken about 40 questions. You guys know what those kind of questions are. Those are the kind of questions where when he's out walking Major and Champ, who were meant to be these big distraction pieces for the press, that went the other way, obviously. But they'll say, which one's the older one? And he'll go, this one right here. That's one question. So mark that, you know, keep track. Those are the questions they consider that the press should be lucky to have. So the press is now asking Jen Psaki over and over again, when are we going to get to talk to this guy? And she does not have an answer. This is Cut 8.
You mentioned last week that the president is expected to give a formal press briefing. Before the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a commitment. Before, in the next few weeks, we will see him and take questions and follow-ups and so forth.
Yeah, he has done about 40 Q&As since he took office, but in terms of a formal press conference, which I understand there's a big focus on, yes, we will have one before the end of the month.
And what does it mean going forward? Will we see more of President Biden?
More than 40 Q&As in the last month, or?
Where he will be submitted to more extensive questions, follow-ups, the kind of things we're doing today. Will we see him regularly?
I don't know that you'll see him more than 40 times a month, but I'll have to tell, I'm happy to ask him that question.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is so... That is so phony. That is so deceptive. She knows exactly what kind of questions he answers 40 times a month. Is mint chocolate chip really your favorite flavor? Oh, we're going to talk more about this, but we have a very, very special guest coming up after this, so don't go anywhere. Guys, it's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. They both love their smiles. A lot of people walk around every day. They don't smile. They're nervous to, you know, show their teeth. That's not the way to live. It's an easy thing to fix your teeth, especially today. And if you go to Dr. Bruce Houghton, You will not be disappointed. He's amazing. You got to go online, go to perfectsmiles.com, watch their video testimonials. You can take their word for it. Parking is free. The staff is warm and welcoming. And Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is becoming more and more appealing as New Hampshire opens up and Massachusetts stays locked down. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. They're all the nicest people there, and they will treat you like an absolute VIP. You will not regret it. Perfectsmiles.com. We'll be back on the other side with our very special secret guest. I'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Get clinically proven blood pressure support with delicious Super Beats heart chews by visiting getsuperbeats.com/grace. When you buy two bags, they'll throw in a third for free. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace, getsuperbeats.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the weirdest part of the normal Biden presidency so far? The foot breaking accident, the major biting incident, forgetting his Secretary of Defense, no press conferences, or snow days slash lids?
No press conferences.
No press conferences is in the lead at 46%.
Okay, guys, so I promised you a very special guest, and he is here. Dr. Matt is in the building. Well, he's on the phone. Hi, Dr. Matt.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
Good. So here's my question for you. Are you surprised about this story about Major Biden, and is this typical of German Shepherds?
I am not surprised, and I wouldn't say it's typical of German Shepherds. It's typical of all dogs that have a strong drive to protect. Of course, this is a frustrating situation. A lot of people have been in it, not just the Bidens. I've been in it myself with an adopted dog that wanted to protect everybody in the family from anybody else on the planet. So it's a very frustrating situation for them to be put in, and probably sending Major and Champ back to Delaware is probably the right thing.
Do you think that they will try to get another dog in the White House that's a little bit more people-friendly? And if so, Dr. Matt, I think I know the answer to this, but what's the best breed to have around people all the time in that kind of situation?
Well, I think when we sort of say this is a breed personality, the majority of the dogs in that breed have a very similar personality, not all of them. I mean, I've seen very aggressive golden retrievers. I've seen very sweet and loving German Shepherds. So there's no way you can say with any certainty, kind of, you know, buying a dog is a bit like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. So especially in a shelter dog, you definitely don't know what you're going to get. So if they were to say, let's get, you know, a golden retriever or let's get a Labrador, those dogs are much more reliably friendly and accepting of a million different people. I used to say of my old golden retriever, her love's a mile wide and an inch deep. You know, she just loved everybody.
Dr. Matt, thank you so much for joining us and for that insight. Do you have a place people can call you if they have a question about maybe adopting a dog or getting a dog?
Yes, Grace, I do. It's at the Ipswich Animal Hospital. We're at 978-948-8189.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Matt. We'll be back, guys, with Libby Emmons from the Post Millennial. This is The Grace Curley Show.